Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist and coach here in Southern California, and a glitter and rainbow girl going way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA+ community, BDSM, kink communities, or anyone that just doesn't feel like they fit in that traditional sense. And I wouldn't have it any other way. We all need someone to talk to that we can relate with. My hope is that we have a little fun, a little inspiration, bring a smile to your face, giggle to your heart, who knows? So let's get this show started with the way we always get this show started. Well, my face wasn't actually working right there. So here we're going to do, make sure you're in your safe place. No driving, no working, no doing anything you need to do that's important or dangerous. So let's just take a deep breath. Exhale it out with a smile. Now, part two, which we know is my favorite part. I know it's your favorite part. So let's go. Let's wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle your toes in your shoes, out of your shoes. I don't care. It's a little chilly today. I'm in socks. Do what you need to do. Now, let's wiggle your butt. Come on, wiggle, scrunch those buns together. Go for it. You know, this makes you laugh and it makes you feel good because I've never met anybody that can do this without at least, you know, smiling. Or when you tell somebody to wiggle their butt, the look they get on their face is absolutely priceless. So now take this last deep breath. And as you exhale, remember to say to yourself, I got this. I have this. Everything's going to be all right. I'm going to get it done. It's no big deal. Little short affirmations that can make it all worthwhile to you that kind of keep you going. If you've got an extra second, you know, roll your head back and forth. It's not going to fall off. So right now you have, in the last minute, you have relaxed your toes, feet, ankles, your lower back, and you wiggle your butt. You've loosened your shoulders. You've loosened your neck. All of that in just a really short amount of time. And these are things you can do every single day because we need to do these every single day. If you like the show, I would love for you to become a Patreon member. Just Patreon at Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. Got some more perks up there. This is the way we keep the show going. So please help if you can. I'm glad you found me, Table Kung Fu, which is becoming that person that you wish you would have had growing up, or just being a better person and becoming the more authentic you. So I hope you had a great weekend because you're going to have a really good day the rest of the day. Today was one of those days, you know, and I had another topic that I was going to talk about. But it was like really a downer and it was kind of bringing me down. And I was like, yeah, that is not going to go. So, you know, sometimes you have to change things all of a sudden. So I decided instead, we are going to talk about your self-determination and how the decisions that you make can not only be empowering, but will allow you to enjoy more of the benefits of you. And I know this can be kind of a point of anxiety, having to make these big decisions, because you're like, what if I make the wrong one? Or I should have gone the other way. And what this does is this starts to make people avoid making decisions altogether. And I can tell you that I have been a part of this, and it is frustrating. To both you and, let me tell you, if you have a spouse or a partner, because only one of you wants to make decisions, or in some cases, nobody makes decisions, and there's just a little hemming and hawing, and it's just frustrating. So we're going to talk about using that inner wisdom and your intuitive mind as a great second opinion. I know. Because we all have that inner voice inside of us that tells us what we should do. And when I say that, a lot of people think of having like devil on one shoulder, angel on the other. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that true inner voice inside of you. The one that says maybe don't get on this elevator or take this trip or buy this thing. You know that one. And sometimes it's this inner dialogue that some of us have running in the background. But what that is that's actually your subconscious. And we've talked about the subconscious. It's that wonderful inner hard drive that you have in your brain, maybe a little Rolodex in there, that just keeps going. And it accumulates and it remembers everything. So the subconscious is one of those things. It's kind of our inner, that inner monologue. My favorite example of this is you hear a song and for the life of you, you cannot remember who sang that song. And it is driving you crazy, or you can't remember the title. And you try to put it off, and then it sometime, weird time of the night when it's totally inappropriate, something like that, all of a sudden it'll come to you and you're like, aha, well, that is your subconscious, because from the time you thought of it to the time it pops out of your face or your brain or whatever, that's your subconscious, that hard drive just cranking and cranking and cranking and cranking until it finds that file that may have been locked up since sixth grade. Doesn't matter. So that's your intuitive brain or your subconscious. Some people call it your monkey brain that just kind of keeps rolling. So, you know, you think about that when you're hearing the little intuitive voices. Those aren't the good or the bad. Those are just, this is it, which is good. And only you know how your opinions or how those options will affect you or others when you're making a decision. But that doesn't mean that you don't get to make them. We have to. And you can seek guidance from others. A lot of us do. It's a great thing to do. But at least have an idea before you go and talk to people of what you really want to do. You know, just kind of have an inkling. You're getting other opinions that may give you insight that you hadn't thought of, but go off of how it affects you and how it's going to affect you. Because if you go off of what somebody else tells you to do, that's their decision, not yours. And this is all about not taking somebody else's decision and implementing it. It's about you. This is all about releasing those inner fears. You know, I'd love to say embrace the fear, because no one is fearless. It's just a matter of how you react to it. You know, let your decisions that you make, big or little, be important to you. You know, if it's about dinner, that's pretty easy. You know, if it's a major decision, I usually say, you know, follow your heart. You're following your head and your heart when you embrace that fear, because it's both a mental and an emotional thing that you have to deal with. And it's the most common reason why people don't start anything and they don't do anything. But once you come to grips with that, it can actually help you conquer your goal faster. Once you figure out that there's no black or white, there's no all good or all bad decisions. You know, every decision, though, is a reflection on you. So your creativity and your awareness of what it means when you make that decision, that you can do this, whatever it is, you can do this. But you also have to take responsibility when you make that decision. A lot of people make a decision, good or bad, and if it turns out bad, they go, well, I didn't actually make that decision, somebody else did. No, you actually have to take responsibility for any decision you make. Because, in fact, it was you who made that final choice. You know, we probably make thousands of decisions a day. And you don't even think about it. It's little things like, you know, grabbing a shirt to wear, or figuring out where your shoes are, or deciding that you need to listen to my program at 3 o'clock on Mondays. Those are easy decisions. Or they should be easy decisions. You know, so think about, you know, how the bigger decisions, you know, sometimes we go through a long period of time where we don't have to make any huge decisions. We just have to worry about those things, you know, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do? Things like that. So, and then when a big decision comes, let's say one of these fabulous life decisions, the big purchase items, or changing occupations or changing jobs, things like that, you know, those are big decisions. And, you know, when it comes to making, you know, the wrong choice, they can actually be the best thing that happens to you. I know, sounds a little strange, but sometimes they can, because I have made some amazingly bad, epic decisions. Yes, I have. But without making those decisions, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I wouldn't be who I'm with. I wouldn't be getting to do something that I really love to do. So what I do is I take responsibility and went, wow, that was, I chose poorly. And then you have to process that. Don't dwell, process. And then just what I do is I just check it off of my bad choices to make. Don't ever do that again. And go for it, you know. Yeah, I kind of have this mental list where when something goes really bad, I just kind of go, ooh, okay, I'm going to check that off on things to never do again. And it works. Other people have other ways of handling decisions, but know that sometimes taking, you know, making a choice that may not have been the best thing for you at the time can lead you to good things. Now, sometimes it takes a while for things to come around, which is why you need to feel empowered to commit to it. You know, if you make that commitment and go, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to do, it is so empowering. And if it doesn't work, it was still empowering. You had the courage to stand by your convictions. You followed either your head or your heart, and you went for it. And that is incredibly, incredibly empowering. You know, self-determination, just you go into it headstrong and you go, and about halfway through, you might be going, this was a train wreck. It's okay. Stop. You can always stop too and go, yeah, bad decision, backing out of it. Sorry, you know, don't leave a mess behind you, but, you know, at least you felt that courage and that empowerment. And, you know, we are getting towards the new year. Thank goodness. I know we're all kind of thinking the same thing, because we're all tired of this one. And when we get towards the new year, people tend to make resolutions. Of how they want things to be different from last year. And I know if you're comparing it to this year, we want everything to be different next year. But I'm kind of thinking in more normal situations. You know, how do you want it to be different? You know, do you want to, people always put down, I want to exercise more, be healthier. You know, I hope you're, you know, one of yours is always taking care of my mental health. But think about these things. Why do you have to wait until a specific time to make changes? Who decided that January 1st was the only day that you could start making changes, start making big decisions? You know that you can do all those things now. You could have done them 6 months ago. And the nice thing is not one person's going to know. I mean, unless you tell them. But nobody's really going to know. And no one's going to judge you for taking better care of yourself now as opposed to the 1st of January. You can make those decisions before then. You can start anytime. Some people have started therapy soon. Some people started exercising once they got locked in for the pandemic. Some people started improving themselves. They didn't decide to wait. So those are decisions that you make based on just how it's going to affect you. Those are the most important ones. Now, a lot of big decisions, they can affect other people. We all know this. So the key thing is, you know, making sure that you know what needs to be done. And you know how you want to do it. So, like they say, just do it. If your decision, you know, is going to affect a lot of other people, you might take a little bit longer to think about it, but still do it. The worst thing that can happen is you have the I wish I would've. We've all had the I wish I would've. Wish I would have gone there. I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have da da da. Well, you know what? As long as you get up every day and you're taking a breath and your eyes are open, it's not too late. Now, we also have some other circumstances going on right now. Some people are more locked down than others. I live in Southern California, so, you know, we're pretty much on total lockdown. But, you know, you can still do those things. You know, it's, you don't have to wait until, that's a part of being empowering. That's part of empowering yourself is going, okay, it's December 7th. Happy Pearl Harbor Day, or commemorating Pearl Harbor Day. I just realized what day it was. And today I am going to start eating better. Now, this may only last a few days. Hopefully it doesn't. But that's just the point of being, you know, empowering yourself. And you know, some of us make big decisions all year long. Some people, like I said, wait until that date that somebody arbitrarily gave us. And the good way to think about this is think of something that you know a lot about, something that you could give a talk on right now without even worrying about it, your own personal little TED talk. And now think about how you would feel if someone gave out information that you knew was wrong. I am positive that you would be absolutely confident and empowered giving out the right information. It's your self-confidence and your determination, you know, that you know in your heart that you are correct. Now, the object is to use that determination and confidence when making your decisions. Big or little, use that self-determination that I know what I'm talking about. I can back this up and I feel like it's something I really need to do. It's perfect to use those. You know how you feel. We've all had those situations where somebody's just given information that you know is wrong. And then those people that they're talking to are going to be giving that out. And I have seen the faces of people that just walk up and they get that stern, straightforward, mindful, I have to go do this right now, believing in myself, boom, I got to go correct this situation. Now think if you had that confidence and that self-determination when you go out to make even big or little decisions. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. You know, if you make your decisions carefully and calmly, though, some people make snap decisions. Can be good, can be bad. Some people make their decisions just carefully, calm. They need to, you know, think it out. Biggest problem with that is generally people tend to overthink. But, you know, if you're going to do it that way, then we're going to put this into the nourishing your soul category. Because if you're going to make a decision that way, go to a place that makes you feel calm and content. So if walking around in nature makes you feel at peace, then do that. If sitting by the water, if whatever it takes, just having a special room in your house, walking around the block, you know, focus on yourself. But when you've quit letting the outside static get in the way, if that's what you need to make a decision, go to that place. You know, to be kind of corny, go to your happy place. We all have a happy place. Sometimes it's internally, sometimes it's externally. You know, only you know yourself and only you can honor that inner wish to have just that little moment. And sometimes, you know, when you're not thinking about things, that's when the best answers happen. You know, walking through a park or on the water or whatever it is. And then, you know, you're kind of thinking, not thinking. And then all of a sudden, you just take that deep breath. And you just know. You know, it's that walking meditation, that practice of focusing on everything and nothing. I know that sounds a little confusing, but it's actually possible. So, you know, I'm really good at this point. I teach all of my clients self-hypnosis, and I do that because you need to know how to do the, you know, being in and out at the same time. Finding that place of bliss. I've been doing it for long enough that I can almost get into self-hypnosis immediately. It takes a while. You know, you got to do it more often. You can't just, you know, go, okay, well, maybe then, you know. So that's why I teach, you know, like I said, that's why I teach self-hypnosis because some people go into hypnosis really easily. They don't even know it. A lot of people do walking hypnosis every single day, have no clue. And you probably do too. When you're taking a hike or a walk or you're looking at a sunset or a picture that makes you smile no matter what. I have pictures on my phone that the minute I look at them, they make me laugh or they make me smile. those are great to have. And when you're thinking about that, you're just kind of, then you go into memory mode and you're remembering, or, you know, and when that happens, your subconscious is now taken over, and let your regular consciousness just kind of float away, so that, you know, you're letting that self-conscious take over. I know it sounds a little more complicated, but it's super easy. Think about it when you're watching a movie. You can get totally into that movie, or when you're reading a book and you become part of it. Those are great times when all of a sudden the answer to a question will just come out of nowhere. Has nothing to do with what you're watching or reading, but the right decision will pop out. And this works the best way for really analytical people. Those are our people that, you know, have to look at every angle, every corner, everything, every possibility before they make a decision. Some people just wake up in the morning and go, okay, this is what I'm doing. That was me. I'm now working, you know, we're all people in progress. We're all evolving and we're all changing. Every decision that we make, and go, okay, this is way too close to what that was. So maybe I should back up just a little bit. So if you need to take your time, then take your time. Any type of decision, unless it's like dinner or breakfast or whatever, is going to take a little bit longer than, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. But when you feel empowered and when you feel like decisions that you make, good or bad, are at least moving forward. No decision is just standing still. We don't want to stand still, even if it's just a little inch of a time. I request and ask that, you know, the best things, I can tell you that the best things that work for me are things like journaling. Things like, you know, I do meditation and a couple times a day. I take time for myself if I can. I do things that make me happy most of the time. Sometimes you have to do things that don't make you necessarily happy, but we all have that. So, you know, I take that time, and I've had people tell me that, you know, they don't feel comfortable meditating twice a day. Okay, that's fine. Meditate once a day. Take 2 minutes at the end of the night. You know, think about what you're doing. Wish yourself a good night. And, you know, go for it. Other people can journal for hours. And that's the way they do it. If you can't journal, draw. Sometimes a lot of artistic people get more out of drawing than they do out of writing. That's fine. That's another way of expressing yourself. This is good. But we each have to personally and hopefully mental health wise slowly make little decisions. You know, we have to slowly move forward. In this life, you got to keep moving forward. And it's hard. It is really hard in the place that we are right now. Parts of this country are almost completely closed down. Parts of this country are barely closed down. So depending on where you live and depending on your job situation or your personal situation, you know, you're not going to be able to make huge, huge decisions most of the time. That's when you start making the little ones, the pre-planning decisions, if you might, and go, okay, so I'm going to set this up so that when we get out of quarantine, or when we can, you know, go out without worrying about it, and plan those things. If you live in a place where, you know, you're open more and you're not in a lockdown area, then your decisions can be bigger and grander, and you have a little more way of getting out there. But it's still moving forward. That's what you're doing. You're taking your, and I say taking your mental and emotional help. You know, that's what you're moving forward. That's part of embracing the fear. Embracing the fear is taking the next step. And that step needs to be going forward, an inch at a time. I know some of us have to make huge life-altering decisions. Those should never be done early or quick. They should never just be snap decisions. But those can't sit on the shelf forever either. There are things that we can do even during this COVID, even during this total lockdown. It's perfect. So I love that part. You know, and I've been thinking about this whole thing with, you know, January 1st and the resolutions. And resolutions are just decisions that are in your list of to-dos. It's interesting, huh? Just this little thing with your list of to-dos, but they're not really commitments. It's like, if I decide to today, I will. If I don't, I can wait until then. That's not making a decision. That's a pondering at best. So what I'm wanting to do is empower you, absolutely empower you, to use that self-determination to move forward. You know, right now I'm in a situation where our governor has pretty much shut us down, but I can use my little self-determination and my decision-making to decide when it's important for me to leave my house to go get groceries or to go pick up something that I can't have delivered. Or I don't want to have delivered. It's kind of weird that way. But these are my way of embracing my power. Now, I have to be careful. I have to wear a mask. Always take your hand sanitizer with you. Always do little things like that. But it's important that you totally, you know, go with it. So I mean, and these are, like I said, these are the important things that we need to do. Like I said, you know what needs to be done. You know what changes that you want to make, whether it's concentrating more on your physical health, concentrating more on your mental health. I believe that you can't do one without the other, because you're leaving part of you out. Right now, across this country and actually across the world, because I talk to therapists from all over, their biggest thing is everybody's coming to us and talking about stress. I mean, literally, everybody's coming to us and talking about how stressed they are and they can't sleep and they can't do certain things. And they don't want to make these decisions, even if it's leaving the house. There are people that have not left their house in months. And this is hard physically and psychologically. I'm always telling you, you know, that you can go out as long as you're careful. As long as you're careful. And that's what we all have to do. It's what we all have to do. One of the ways that I'm trying to help people with their mental health, because I believe that once you have your way of calming down during a horrible situation, avoiding anxiety attacks, getting more sleep, whatever that is. So what I'm doing is I'm now having weekly group guided journey hypnosis sessions online. I'm doing them free till the end of the year, because we all need it. We just need, it's that time for you. If you're one of those people that say, I never get any time for myself, then I want you to make that decision that you deserve an hour a week on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific to just breathe. You don't have to do anything. That's the coolest thing about this is that you log on, nobody sees you because your video is off. And that's your hour. That's your time to breathe. That's your time where your brain may make wonderful decisions. That may be a time to contemplate the universe. But I can pretty much guarantee you by the end of the night, you're going to have a great night's sleep. And especially with our first responders, anybody that works at a hospital or a medical, you know, all of those healthcare workers, you need to be able to have tools. That's why I do this. I do this to give you tools, tools to work under any situation. And that to me, you know, it's the best thing. It's the best part, you know, to be able to go, I can feel it coming on. I need a better mindset and know how to do it. So yes, I am doing these free, you know, group sessions, Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock Pacific, because that's where I'm at. And you can just go on my Facebook page and it'll give you all the information as to where to log on and stuff like that. I make it really easy. You know, because this is another thing of Weeble Kung Fu. Yes, it is. That part to make you mentally stronger, little things to add to your toolbox, little things to go, okay, when I need it, my self-empowerment and my creativity and my contentment are all here and I need them all now. So this is how I get there. And making decisions, even though you're trying to become self-aware and self-powered, and they can still be uncomfortable. You know, that's embracing the fear. That's embracing your heart, embracing your head. People will look up to you. People will actually come up and, you know, if you make these huge decisions, and they sometimes they're noticed. Now, that's not necessarily why you do them, but they are noticed and you get to pass on your knowledge. So when I say, you know, if you need to ask somebody's guidance, definitely do that. Well, you may be the person that somebody comes to next. You know, mental health and decision making and all of that stuff are just ups and downs all the time. And when you're doing these ups and downs, we are talking incredible courage and we are talking epic fails. And they are a part of life. They are a part of who you are. But I know that you have it in you to embrace the power, embrace who you are, embrace, you know, the courage. We've all done things that we never thought we could do before. We never thought. It's like you think about the, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you know what? That dream may not happen until you're in your 40s or 50s. Just because it didn't happen as soon, you weren't maybe in a place where you could make that decision, where you could stand your ground, where you could have that empower, self-determination, I'm going to do this. But maybe now it is. I've seen people during this pandemic do amazing things. People have written books. They have started shows. They have, you know, become independent little business owners all on their own. You know, this time sort of gave some people the permission to have that empowerment. You know, I love my Weeble Kung Fu. So if, you know, if it makes you stronger and it makes you mentally stronger and physically and emotionally stronger, then you put it on the top shelf of that toolbox. You open it up and there it is. They're like little merit badges. Today, I got my self-determination badge because I held my ground and I did the right thing. I love that. Because once you make the first decision, the first absolute self-determined, I'm going to do this decision, the next one is easier. Maybe the next one is easier than that. It's like this wonderful rolling, you know, ball of happy. And if one of your grand decisions, like I said, doesn't work out the way you want to, guess what? That ball's not going to quit rolling down. It's not. So you've got the momentum going. You hear about famous people that, like Milton Hershey and Ford and stuff, they bankruptcy after bankruptcy after bankruptcy, but they kept going because they knew that their idea was good. You know, don't give up. You all have it in you. Even if that first determining choice that you have to make is, tonight, this is what I'm having for dinner. Okay. You have made that decision. You have done it. You have moved that one step forward. How about that? Decisions don't have to be huge, but I know that you can keep going. You know, it's taking other people into consideration when you make these choices, but knowing that the final person, the final choice, whatever, is you. And we never really want to make decisions that we know that are going to intentionally hurt people. Because those are choices. We have the choice to say yes or no. I make it sound like they all have to be huge decisions. Sometimes they're just little choices. Green or blue. Purple or pink. You know, it's. But those little choices can add up to bigger decisions. And you start to go, okay. It's like that building block. I like building blocks. Just, you know, to grow on there. Right now, we're in kind of a mess, but, you know, you can go outside as long as you're careful. When I go out, I, you know, wear the mask, have the hand sanitizer, I take my precautions, and I go for it. I don't do anything reckless because I would never suggest anybody doing anything that you know could be hazardous. Under any circumstances. Maybe that decision is calling that person that, you know, you've been avoiding for the last 10 years. Or nobody wants, you also don't want to have, besides the I should've's, the I could've's. You know, I could have mended that fence. I could have spoke to that person. I could have tried to make it better. Those are things that fall under the choices, but they can also fall under the heavy decision making. Because what if you call that person that maybe you hurt or, you know, and you just make it worse? We don't have, we don't want to do that. So that's got to be a big no-go on that one. So, you know, listen, think about who these choices or decisions are also going to affect. That's important for the top of your toolbox too, because while you're building yourself and while you're, you know, empowering yourself and you're taking care of your mental health, think about other people's mental health too. You can't feel great about how things are going for you and how things are doing for you if you're doing them at somebody else's expense. So my idea is to, you know, make a point of, although I want you to build and grow, and I want you to use all the little tools that you have as far as growing and maybe journaling or meditating or any of these things, or taking a big stand, writing a book, doing a show, something like that. Think about how it's going to affect other people. Could you really get a lot of joy out of hurting other people while you're gaining what you want? So that's just my little PSA on that one, because nobody wants to do that. But, you know, while you are inside and you're working on these things, you know, find a place to, you know, sit and call a relative, call a neighbor. Remember, have movie nights. I had one of the funniest movie nights I've ever had a couple weeks ago because everything went wrong. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense. But trust me, I made the decision. I tried the thing. It was an epic fail, but it was so funny. And it was, I know that we were all having like a hysterical time. So, you know, plan a movie night and hope for the best. And if it doesn't work out, go for it. You know, you can still have group dinners with families and friends. Just do it online. You know, make the choice to join in. Make the choice to start one. Start a group. You know, email people that you sort of know, but maybe you want to get to know better, and go, okay, so I'm having a online dinner party at this time. Here's the link. It's a bring your own food thing. And we're just gonna chat and have dinner together. Find a sense of community. Those are perfect choices. Those are wonderful decisions. Like I said, it doesn't have to be earth-shattering. And now you've, you know, changed the lives of the people that come on. Maybe they were feeling lonely too. And because of that choice that you made, that decision of trying to get everybody together, you've changed their lives too. So maybe they'll go do it. Yes, we're talking about, you know, paying it forward, moving it down. I know you can do this. It's wonderful. So I suggest that you do something important. And when I say that, I mean, do something that's important for you. You know, do something that means something to you. And if it does help out another person, all the better. All the better. You know, embrace that fear and start out with something small if you need to. But, you know, these choices and decisions can be such a benefit to you and a benefit to other people. So I hope that everything, you know, starts the little steps will start. I know they will. I absolutely know they will. You know, keep focusing forward and Once again, I am doing free online group meditations and guided journeys. Come check me out on my website. Always take a note of your mental state several times a day. Make sure that you still have just that little bit of spark, that little bit of smile. If you need an online appointment, you know I'm always here. The best way to contact me is to email me. My website's being updated at the moment. So if you need to, you know, always email me comments, suggestions, messages. I am always here if someone needs me. That's the way I choose to give back. So remember to always give people a smile because they'll wonder what you're up to. Let's take that last wonderful deep breath. We're going to exhale with a huge smile, and I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will see you next time.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.